This is WAKY 790 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wherever news is being made.
Zurich.
Hier ist Radio Zürich. Wir berichten die allerletzten.
Madrid.
WAKY News, first at 55, wherever news breaks out.
Bob Watson reporting, Garnet, Kansas, twister brings death. The sheriff's office says two deaths have been confirmed in a tornado that ripped across a highway south of Garnet, Kansas. And a state trooper at the scene estimated that four or five persons had been killed. The sheriff's office says the wind pitched cars off the highway. Augusta, Georgia, from the WAKY sports desk, two Kentuckians fired subpar rounds today in the Masters Golf Tournament, but finished well off the blistering pace set by winner Arnold Palmer. Bobby Nichols of Louisville fired a 2-under par 70. Gabe Brewer Jr. of Lexington had a 71. Both had 291 totals, 15 strokes behind Palmer. Tazewell, a fatality on the road. A Kentucky man was killed today in a two-car head-on collision about 9 miles east of Tazewell, Tennessee, on Highway 25E. The victim was 74-year-old William Barton of Middlesboro. State troopers said 59-year-old Mrs. Minnie Lowe Cook of Clinton lost control of a car on the rain-slick highway and skidded into the path of a car driven by Barton's son, Curtis.
You're hearing it first on WAKY News.
Creating jobs and training people to perform them concerns all segments of industry today. Goodwill Industries is on this job training team, too. At Goodwill, handicapped people are taught new skills and are helped to find jobs in outside industry. You help the handicapped when you donate repairable items to nonprofit Goodwill Industries. Call 585-5221 for a pickup by a Goodwill truck.
Louisville, body of missing child found. The body of a child was found in the Ohio River 27th and Canal this afternoon. Authorities report the corpse has been identified as that of 8-year-old Herman McFarland, son of Mr. and Mrs. Melvin McFarland of 2812 Lytle. The Negro child was deaf and dumb. He'd been missing since February 20th. Louisville, Local 30 of photo engravers has filed an unfair labor practices notice against the Standard Gravure Corporation and the Courier Journal and Louisville Times. An attorney for the union, Herbert Siegel, said the notice was mailed to the National Labor Relations Board in Cincinnati. Siegel said the notice alleges the firms are attempting to coerce, intimidate, and discriminate against employees. Louisville, suits are coming soon. An attorney for Local 181 of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees and Bartenders Union says waitresses will begin filing suits for back pay within the next few days. Owensboro, crash takes pair of lives. Two persons were killed in an auto collision near Owensboro this afternoon, the third multiple fatality auto crash of the weekend in Kentucky. 24-year-old Kenneth Thomas Brown died at the scene of the crash shortly after he was removed from his overturned car where he had been trapped. 3-year-old Carrie Small died shortly after reaching an Owensboro hospital where her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Small, and her 4-year-old brother, Arthur Jr., were hospitalized. WAKY News, Dateline's The World, Washington. Insurance man Don Reynolds charged today that White House personnel and Bobby Baker tried to keep him quiet in the Senate investigation of Baker's financial affairs. Reynolds said that pressures from high on the Washington scene kept the Senate Rules Committee from what he called a really searching investigation of Baker's affairs. The White House government mediators brought negotiators for the nation's railroads and the rail unions face-to-face today across a conference table at the White House. It's the first time there's been a face-to-face meeting in the White House effort to settle the long-standing dispute over work rules. Moscow Soviet Premier Khrushchev denounced the Chinese communists today as splinters of the world communist movement. And he said communists all over the world must give the Chinese a resolute rebuff.
Current Kentuckiana climatological conditions.
Cloudy with showers this evening. Scattered thunder showers late tonight and tomorrow morning. Showers ending late tomorrow morning and clearing tomorrow night. Low tonight 55, high tomorrow 70, cooler tomorrow night. Bob Watson reporting from WAKY 790, Louisville, Kentucky.